हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो टुडेज़ टॉपिक इज द इम्पोर्टेंस ऑफ वैष्णव रिलेशनशिप इन कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस। बिफोर वी गो इन टू वैष्णव रिलेशनशिप वी हैव टू नो हु इज अ वैष्णव। A Vaishnava is defined by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as one who chants holy name of the Lord at one level. Second level, one who chants the holy name of the Lord constantly. Second definition. In the third level, Vaishnava is that person by meeting whom you feel like chanting holy name of the Lord. This third level of definition. So all three levels of Vaishnavas are important. You may not meet all the time that Vaishnava whom you meet and you feel like chanting. Just you get inspiration from within. But most of us, when we meet each other, we know that he or she is chanting Hare Krishna. And whoever is chanting Hare Krishna is very dear to Krishna. One cannot say ki, oh, he chanted after 30 years of mine, he began chanting. And I began chanting 30 years before him. So his company is not very important for me. I need to find company who is 25-30 years. Then it will help me. This way you may think and I may think like this, but Sri Krishna doesn't think like that. For Sri Krishna, whoever has faith in the holy name and who chants the holy name is very dear to him. And better to think like the way Sri Krishna thinks about everybody rather than what you think about everybody. It is safer to think the way Sri Krishna thinks about every Vaishnava who chants the holy name. And what is most important to understand is Sri Krishna is maybe the last thing that you can realize in life. What you see first is devotees actually. And Sri Krishna also will first choose to express himself to you through devotees. As soon as you chant Hare Krishna, you don't get to see Krishna. If that will happen, then Sri Krishna, then that will happen, then you will never like to have devotees because you don't need devotees. You already achieved your goal. But Sri Krishna will not reveal himself to you for a long time, although you are qualified. Because he wants to show all of you, all of us, how devotees are more important than him also. Mad bhakta puja vyadika. If you worship me, if you like me, first worship my devotee. Then I will consider you seriously. If you respect and care and worship my devotee, and serve my devotee, then I will see whether to show myself to you or not. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati would ask people, who are you? And somebody would say, I am a devotee of Krishna. Then he will just end the discussion and do something else. But if somebody would say, I am the devotee of my devotee of the devotee of Krishna, then he would give time to him. So this is how Sri Krishna thinks, the way Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati would actually understand. So when Sri Krishna gives so much importance to his devotees, and if Sri Krishna is a devotee of his devotees, then how much we have to value devotees. Sri Krishna also became Arjuna's charioteer, servant of gopis, subservient to all the Brajvasis, just to prove that my devotees are more important than me also. Because there are two things which Lord cannot do which devotees do. You remember? I told you 2 days back. Lord cannot do any recommendation of anybody to anybody. Bhagavan sifaris nahi kar sakte kiski. Kyun? Because sifaris to humse bade aadmi se karte hai na hum log. Kisi ki sifaris karne, recommend karna hai, to hamare se jo higher authority hota hai usko karte hai na. भगवान खुद हाईएस्ट अथॉरिटी है, तो वो किसको सिफारिश करेंगे? बट भक्त लोग सिफारिश करते हैं. सेकेंड थिंग विच लॉर्ड कैन नॉट डू, लॉर्ड कैन नॉट डू हरि कथा, बट डिवोटीज कैन डू हरि कथा. है ना, कितना इंपॉर्टेंट बात है. द ग्लोरिफिकेशन ऑफ द लॉर्ड कैन नॉट डू हिमसेल्फ, बट द डिवोटीज कैन डू. And actually, it is said that when gopis would go to sell butter and everything, they actually would give Krishna to people. Again and again, we hear this regularly in pravachans, that the gopis, by serving Radharani, the topmost devotee of Krishna, they got the power to deliver Krishna to everybody. Through their daily glorifications of Krishna. Do you understand? By serving the topmost devotee of Krishna, who is Radharani, the gopis developed the power to give Krishna to everybody through his glorifications. By chanting his glories, they became Burida, that means the most generous hearted ladies. The most generous hearted ladies who actually delivered Krishna to everybody through their glorifications. So when gopis say tava kathamrutam tapta jivanam kavi biriditam kalma shapaham, what is next? Shravana mangalam srimadatatam bhuvi brunnanti te bhuridajanah. Gopis are saying this, that those who describe about the holy name and the Lord himself are the most bhurida, that means most generous people in the world, udar hridayi in the whole world. And who are they? They are devotees. Who does glorification of the Lord? Devotees. So before even you get to know Krishna, you know about Krishna through devotees. And devotees are the people who actually imbibe the qualities of Krishna by being absorbed in Krishna. You got this point? They actually reflect Krishna for you. By serving Krishna and absorbing in Krishna, they absorb the qualities of Krishna and they reflect Krishna to you through their persona. So actually speaking, you explained about 5 points, about 64 points of Rupa Goswami. Among those 5 points, what is the most important point? Association of devotees. Because the topmost principle is to chant Hare Krishna. But how do you do that? That only in the company of devotees you can do that. By the company of devotees you can learn, that is important. By company of devotees you understand is a priority in life. By the company of devotees you understand, get the inspiration. Everything is devotees only ultimately. That is central point. If that is continuously on, then dham yatra, tulsi puja, deity worship, bhagavatam reading, chanting the holy name and everything else will follow automatically. If the devotee association is continuously maintained. So, like that we can go on speaking about the importance of devotees. But suffice to say, that devotees are very important people in life. And second thing is, without devotees' blessings, Sri Krishna will not bless us. And you may think, hey, what are the devotees around me? I don't feel like associating with them. What is the worth of their association? What did I learn today? He presented something, she presented something, he presented one thing. I didn't receive anything actually. It's a waste of time. But we all have to understand one thing, that devotees which are around you are perfectly tailor-made for you, for your association. At any given moment of time, who is around you are perfectly designed for you to associate with you, to make progress for you. You may go tomorrow to Bangalore, then you go to Saudi Arabia, then you go to America, then you can come back to Vrindavan. Whatever time, wherever you are, whatever association is available to you is the best cutout for you. And you cannot say, oh, Vrindavan is bore ho gaya re, koi mila nahi achi tarah se. Gopinath mein aaya to mujhe aa gaya bahut. This is our material thinking. Sri Krishna is so kind upon us that wherever we go, He arranges a perfect required company for you to make progress in Krishna consciousness. So we should never think that, oh, when I was on Gopinath side, what association I was getting. In Mirarar when I came, it's so useless actually, you know, I don't feel inspired at all. That is a Kanishtha thinking, differentiation. Appreciating the devotees who are around you, who are available to you, to associate with you, to give association to you. If you learn to appreciate that, then you can make progress nicely. And Sri Krishna can reveal Himself to you only through the devotees. And if we cannot develop relationship with the devotees who are around you, and you think that I will need a perfect devotee to associate with him and to develop relationships, till I find the perfect devotee who is very inspiring to me, I will not go and make relationship with him. Then the same thing can be thought about you also. If we think like this. That is why developing relations with devotees is extremely important. And Rupa Goswami dedicated one full shloka for that in Upadeshamrita. Dadati pratigranati guhyam akhyati prachati bhungte bhojayate chaiva sadbhir priti lakshanam. If you cannot develop loving relationship with devotees, you can never develop loving relationship with Krishna. Because what you see around you, you cannot love. How you can love what you cannot see? That is Krishna. It's very far from us that we see Krishna everywhere. He is with me, He is within me, without me, everywhere. Every atom He is around. That vision is very difficult vision. It's not possible to get that vision. We can't even see Krishna in Murti also sometimes. This is not painted well, it's not painting, it's not done nicely. We fail to see even Krishna in the Murti of Krishna also. We think it's a stone. So what to speak of seeing Krishna everywhere around? That's why when we prove Krishna that we love your devotees, that's how Krishna gets convinced that we love Him. You can prove that you love me by loving my child actually. It's a very easy way to prove me that I love you. I caress your child, I love your child, I give my affection to your child. I don't have to give separate affection to you. I can give, but I may not need to do that. If I give affection to your child, automatically you feel loved by my giving affection to your child. Sri Krishna is the same thing. Sri Krishna also accepts our affection for Him through our affection for His devotees. And by the way, nothing is automatic. Is money earning automatic? You have to do something for it. Is getting degree automatic? No. Is entering Rasa Ashram automatic? No. Getting child automatic? No. Everything is effort. Similarly, devotee relationship is also an effort. And it is very easy to have a relationship with seniors. It's natural. And it's very easy to have a relationship with juniors, which is also natural. Because you know somebody is depending on you. So you feel nice that he is depending on me. I need to help him. I need to counsel him. I need to guide him, inspire him. And to seniors, we know we need him. We are dependent on him. So his company is so important for me. So I need to serve him. So both these things are natural. And it is not very effortful or not very troublesome. But developing relationship with equal around devotees is very difficult. And the real challenge of your devotion is developing horizontal relationships. Developing a relationship with juniors and seniors is called vertical relationships, which is not very difficult. But developing relationship with equals is called horizontal relationships. And what pleases the father most? When the children relate to each other very nicely. Not when you love him and he loves you. It's also good. It's not bad. But what pleases him more is when he sees all his children are so loving to one another. They go to each other. They eat together. They give gifts to each other. They call each other on birthdays. And they celebrate festivals together. They travel together to holy places or some picnic spots. And spend time together really enjoying each other's company. They love to be together. Even his own call father also. Father remains home because of old age. And he sees children are going out. It is very pleasing to father. Is that right or not? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So even in counseling meetings, in counseling group, what is most important and crucial is not how you relate with your counselor. Again, it's natural, it's very easy and natural that you look up to him, he looks up to you. But what is most important and lacking is our relationship with each other. Just cross your heart and see when you had an individual lunch or dinner with fellow counselee last. Or did it ever happen in your life that you had individual lunch or dinner with somebody in this group? You called him or they called you and you went and you had dinner and lunch with him. Answer may be never. Only counseling meetings. We come together, somebody is hosting and somebody is serving, we come, eat and we go. But have you ever taken effort that, oh, I want to call XYZ and treat him at home? When that happens, then the loving bond becomes very strong. And for that again, it's an effort. It's not just natural. You have to do an effort. I remember Radhana Swami telling very clearly that in a relationship, it is always you who have to invest in the beginning. You cannot expect others to invest and then you invest. That will never happen. It's always you who have to invest. Even in counselor-counseling relationship also, till the counselor actually serves you, you don't feel attached to him. So it's always the counselor who serves you first and develops that bond with you, and then you reciprocate with him. Ask yourself, all of you. So his guru also first serves you, and that's how you get attached to him. Oh, my guru was so kind to me that time when I was like this, he came all the way, he spoke to me, so much strength he gave me, I was almost finished, almost gone. But that time, in the crucial time of my life, he gave so much time to me. And with that service that he did to you, you develop attachment to him. And your relationship with him grows. So, cutting short our long discussion, we need to really take this seriously, that our devotees which are given to us for our company, who quite regularly meet together and do something together, go together sometimes out, maybe once in a year, or once in a 15 days we meet, once in a year we perform Nityotsav. This is what we meet often. Now, you don't meet Dwarkash Prabhu's counselors often. So maybe some is your neighbor, you may meet often. But it's not always the case, na, ki somebody else's counselor is your neighbor and you meet him. Even if there are devotees in the same building, when we meet, I don't know. Dwarkash Prabhu is in my building. I don't even meet him here also, there also. Sometimes we talk on the phone. So it's not a physical proximity will make us meet often. It's not necessary also. Everybody is busy in their work. So in this situation of busy schedules, we'll have to make an effort to develop these relationships. And actually I can tell you, I'll be extremely happy if I come to know one of you called somebody else to dinner and you spend time together. It'll be so pleasing to hear that you spend time together. There's no question of liking and disliking. I don't like you, I like you. or I like her, I don't like her. That shouldn't be the consideration amongst Vaishnavas. Still, there is a natural fact that you are naturally attracted to some people and not naturally attracted to another people. But basic understanding of yours that everybody is precious because everybody chants the holy name. You have to go sometimes away from devotees, some country like Saudi Arabia, to understand the value of devotees. Because there is nobody there. You have to really search in thousands. If one person is favorable, he may be Pushti Margi, he may be Nimbarki, I don't mind. But I want to meet somebody who is a devotee. And here this abundance, so we choose, oh, I don't like her. She's too talkative, she's too this thing, she's too angry, I don't want to talk to her. We start choosing. But devotee proportion is, as per Krishna's statement, is 1 in 1 million. Manushyanam sahasreshu, kaschi tatadi siddhai. So many times thousands he has said, 3 times 1,000 he has said. That means 1 and 9 zeros. तो कितना हो गया? हो गया ना मिलियन. I didn't say wrong, I said right actually. I guessed it, but it was right only. Among so many people, one is a devotee. And there are so many with you already. So they may be, you can count 1 million for each person among here. So among 30 million people, you have 30 already with you here, close by to you, who meet you, who talk to you, regularly come together, chant, discuss things, go together, serve something, put up a program sometimes. So we fail to understand the importance of what is given to us. And then start finding fault, so she is not so good, he is good, she is not good, he is not good, he is like this, he is like that. So do make an effort. The group will become very dynamic. Not when you have relationship with me. I am sure I have relationship with all of you individually, and I am sure I love each of you and you love each of you love me. But that doesn't make the group successful. Please understand this. That's the beginning. The group becomes successful and dynamically, spiritually active when you relate to each other on that platform. And then the group grows spiritually. If there are individual relationships with individuals in the group, then the group dynamism becomes very active. I know time is very short, everybody doesn't have time. Your turn comes for hosting counseling meeting, and you have late schedules and come late from office, everything is there. But if you do understand that devotee, fellow devotee's relationship is very important for me, then you will have to do it. You have to make an effort. Hare Krishna. Now you can ask questions.
You said should achieve love, the calling for dinner from a counselor. From that family, suppose one member is not there, they are telling you, so Satna Rengi Kaya.
Which Ruda needful? This is a detailed question. You call one family and husband is not there, wife is.
Okay, if you call any one of them.
You do the needful, I said. Do the needful means whatever situation is accordingly you do. Find good time to maybe call everybody together or whatever. Point is to make an effort to do the needful. Detail can be many. Maybe you can call two family together. One family together, or two ladies of one two families together. Like that, like Mataji can call only two ladies from one family, two families together. All that is combination, permutation, thinking is all possible. It's all right. But you have to start it and do it like this.
I will say a little
bit,
only one.
One more before I forget. One more point I want to tell you. Another easiest way of developing relationship beyond eating food and exchanging gifts is serving a devotee when he is in need. He is sick maybe, or his wife is not well, so you send prasad for him. Like that. I mean a situation where they really need and they don't express their need, but you find out the need and you do the needful. Especially when you are sick or you are in difficulty and somebody helps you. Those kind of bonds are long-lasting. Need is something, when you give something when to somebody when there is need, it is the most thickest bond you can develop by that. And some devotees are very wise, you know, they are always on lookout who needs what, and they keep providing them what they need at a time of need. And that's how Krishna becomes very pleased. If you serve the devotees when they need, that is a sign of your love, that you love them.
Very true.
Yes, Prabhuji, now you can speak.
Sorry.
Pani kare.
When I joined Bhaktivinoda Hospital in July 2007, so my first posting was in OD. So there one smiling person was sitting. So he was just sitting and wearing surgeon's clothes. I just went and I said, Prabhu, you smile very nicely. Tumhi khub changla hasta. I just said like this. And he was Shivas Pandit Prabhu. And that one sentence actually connected both of us. And after that, literally, in a week, we were eating five days together. Like Monday, they were eating in our house. Tuesday, we were eating like that. It was like that. So, my personal example, as you appreciate somebody or as you serve somebody with your words, karmana, manasa, vacha, whatever is there, by the mean, if you serve other person, automatically his heart opens for you. And unfortunately, after that, it didn't happen with me always. But I feel that those examples should be coming together every month or every year. It should come like that. So many, many friends should be there. But that is my personal experience of developing friendship. Actually, it helped us, both of us.
Anybody else?
So, yeah, just do that. We are...
Sit in front.
It is true that one is Vaishnava. It is true that one is Vaishnava, but somehow he is also in this material world.
Some of what?
He is in this material world.
Everybody is.
And he may be having his qualities, which one may somehow try but may not like it. Then what we should do in that case?
We should always focus on good qualities of others rather than focusing on one bad quality or two bad qualities he has. We have to learn that habit. Our natural habit in the material world is to find faults. And once you find a fault, then love to be on the fault only and meditate on the fault only, and constantly when you see that person, you only remember that fault. This is our nature. But when you become devotee, then what do you learn? When you become devotee, you learn that although I know prominently the fault is coming in front of my eyes when I see him, but I need to see good qualities in him and train my mind to see only good qualities. In the early stages, we see bad things and focus on bad things only. Little later, when we make little progress, we start also see the bad things prominently, but also start learning things with good things. But a higher stage is a stage where you don't see any bad thing, only see good things only. Bad things, even if they are in front of you, bright like sunlight, they're not visible to you. So a pure devotee only sees good qualities in everybody else. And we are somewhere in between after practicing for so many years. And we have to sometimes preach our mind. No, it's all right. Although he is like this, but he has done so much service. He is so good. He is so kind. He has helped so many devotees. So many things are there. And what do we do when there is a conflict in devotees? We say, you glorify him. And then we say, you glorify him. Then in the glorification you come to know there are so many good things are there which I ignored completely, and I was so much obsessed with that one thing which he said to me. And I'm fighting on that one issue. But as I told, when I tell in the appreciative inquiry, now no bad things to be discussed, only good things you have to tell and discuss. And you come to know that so many good things are there. So if that is true about somebody else, it's true about you also. And suppose I condemn you for that one bad quality which is prominent in you, then everybody needs to be condemned. All are condemnable. Nobody is appreciable. Because all of us have some or the other, many or one or many bad qualities. So if we are getting rejected by others because of the one bad quality, then we need to be rejected first, because you have many of them. So Vaishnava life means to train ourselves to learn to see good qualities in others. If Guru Maharaj starts focusing on the bad qualities, then we'll be all rejected by him. But he says he never sees any bad qualities, he only sees good qualities. That's how they have trained themselves. That is why he is Guru, because he has trained himself only to see good things in others. And that's why anybody he meets who is devotee, he feels himself so enlivened first. There are so many good things. One of the good things that this person chants Hare Krishna, he has some love for Krishna. That is so inspiring for him. So he himself is enlivened. So, bad qualities everybody will have. Nothing great about it. Even the guide, even the Shiksha Guru, even the preacher, everybody can reject all of us. But they don't reject still, all of us. Before condemning anybody, what the preacher thinks, अरे इतना साल तो जॉब किया है ना उसने, इतना सेवा तो किया, रथ यात्रा भी सेवा किया है, जन्माष्टमी भी किया है, मूलश्री भी किया है, इतना शास्त्र पढ़ा हुआ है, कितनी बार 64 आउटस्टैंडिंग में आया था वो. They keep thinking again and again like this, and they still keep on accommodating that devotee. Last thing they would like to do is condemn anybody. They will never condemn anybody. They will never put a cross on anybody for any reason. But they know if at all anybody has to be put cross upon, is me. If I need to put cross on you, for finally I put cross on you, chalo, reject him. Then before I put that cross on you, I know it should be put on me first by somebody people. They have not put cross on me, why should I put somebody a cross on him? So that's how we need to train ourselves. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Any question? So usually we will love to live life which is self-centered. Busy in my own things, busy in my own family, busy in my own job, busy in my own things, what I need to do, what I need to purchase. That is natural, there's nothing great about it. But a real devotee, actually speaking, even while living his own life, he doesn't live for himself. He only lives for others. Hey, AC band kar diya. We are sweating. You can change your position. So your shivering can come here. No, so the sweating can go there.
Next time Mataji's log yahan baithenge door
thode. And make the flow like this, not like this. So a real devotee actually lives for others only. He will sacrifice all his personal pleasures to help others and serve others. And why we should always remain a receiving devotee? Why always live a life which is self-centered? Why not be that devotee who lives for others? Who always sacrifices his own things to serve and go out and reach for somebody who is in need. Why others have to become like that? Why others have to become great saintly devotees and why not me? We have to get out of that comfort zone. We always keep thinking what I will receive, what he is giving me, what he has done for me, why we don't think what I have done for him, what I should be doing for him. Why I always want others to be great devotees. Why you don't become great devotee? Why is that question in my mind always? Why we don't ask ourselves, why I don't want to become great devotee who is living for others? And we must train ourselves. How many years of our life we will remain mediocre devotees? How many years of our life we become insignificant people? We will think about ourselves as insignificant. But when we start living for other services, to uplift others, then you already automatically get uplifted. When you give up your own time for yourself to others' upliftment, then Krishna uplifts you. So that service attitude has to be there. Your service attitude to Krishna can be shown by your service attitude to his devotees. That's how only you can prove to Krishna that you want to serve him. There's no other way. Krishna is not interested in your service. He's only looking for how you are serving his devotees. And that's how he gets convinced that you want to serve him. He has given so many his reflections to all of you. And you don't show any love and affection for those reflections of Krishna around you. Then what conviction you are giving Krishna that you love him actually? There's no conviction that Krishna has that we love him. The conviction that Krishna will receive that we love him, only we will show love for his reflections, that which you see in others. I see Krishna's reflection in you, and that's how I am prompted to serve you. That is how Krishna will be convinced that you love him. Is it complicated or simple to understand? It is not difficult to do. If you understand it, then you will do it. If you understand, then you will do it. If you have understood, then you will do it. If it is not understood by you, then difficult to do. But if you have really understood it, then you will do it. And then will not be any difficulty. Try it. Go up front and do something. Call somebody, serve somebody, wish him. See, this WhatsApp wishing has actually speaking not much value. I'll tell you honestly speaking. What is important is when you pick up a phone and call and wish, that has some power and some effect. Writing few lines, HBD, is so easy actually. Changing the WhatsApp group name on that day, HBD, Mulram, it's also easy. But it doesn't have any effect only to the heart. It's so mechanical actually. But you pick up a phone, you give a hug to somebody on some particular day or like birthday, that has some expression, some effect is there on that. If you really love somebody, give up this mobile and call somebody, talk to him, talk to her. Then there is some relationship, then some love is there. Yes.
My cousin is busy. Very busy.
He say Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. He is like supreme. And we make an efforts from our side. Maybe in terms of chanting, maybe in terms of serving. So we make an effort. But Krishna's response, he being so autocrat that you just never know when he responds and how he responds. You are just like, and when I press the button for that light, I never have a doubt that that light will not glow. But when you make an effort to Krishna, he being an autocrat, I mean, there is no relation about the response that we are going to receive from him. We may get, we may not get, we may get today, tomorrow, after years, after many births. I mean, there is just, it just doesn't click that how that response is coming.
We have been hearing umpty number of times in our life that how to know whether Krishna is pleased with you or not. You can know Krishna is pleased with you or not only by the way how devotees are pleased with you or not. If devotee is expressed to you in your interactions that they are happy with you, be sure Krishna is happy with you. It's only through devotees Sri Krishna will express his pleasure for you. In this case, the button is put on and light is on, light is available. In this case, it is a little indirect, in the beginning at least. We were told by Gurudev in Barsana that if the patients operated by you, in the end of their operation, before going home, smile at you in happiness, be sure that Radha Krishna is smiling at you in happiness. That's our criteria. We will never get to see Radha and Krishna, at least now. But we will get to see those devotees of Krishna, Prajvasis, who really in great gratitude and happiness smile at you, in blessing mood. That is a proof that Radha Krishna is happy with you. And when a pure devotee tells you that, you have to have faith in that and you have to work on that. Similarly, how many devotees are happy with you? That is the proportion with which Krishna is happy with you. So you have to ask yourself, how many devotees are happy with you? How many devotees love you? How many devotees like you? How many devotees you are able to serve and please? That much Krishna is pleased with you. So it's all in your hands actually. How many devotees you want to go and approach and be, you know, please them, make them happy, make them feel nice, feel good. It's all up to you. Or you can be self-centered, just live with you and your wife and your husband and just please one another. It's not bad, it's good. But you have opportunity to understand and actually please Krishna through many devotees and serving and pleasing them. So Krishna is reciprocating to you. Don't think that he is not reciprocating to you. You don't know what's happening, what you are doing, is received or not. He's always received. I shared you with an example like this. I'll again share to you. I was worshipping deities in Rishikesh in 88 every single day by doing their Shringar. And after doing for months and months together, I wanted to know whether Krishna is happy with me or not. Or more than happy, is he receiving my service or not? I'm doing service, but is he accepting or not? I didn't know that. So I thought, how to know that? So one day I was dressing the deities and I told the deities while dressing, if you are happy with me, someone should tell me that the deities look very nice today. So then I was like, it was my service day of prasadam also that day. So I was serving devotees all prasadam and everybody took prasadam, everybody got up and went away. No one said that deities look nice today. And the last was the Maharaj who was sitting there, whom I served prasadam. And he ate also prasadam, he didn't say anything. But before getting up, he said, today deities are looking very nice. I was so happy that Krishna responded to me actually. But I thought maybe it's a fluke, you know. Maybe today it is a fluke. Maybe it is like by coincidence or by luck, by chance, ho gaya rahega. Then next day I said, ki, if today again somebody says na, then I will believe that you are accepting my service. Again, next day also long time went, and last me somebody said, deities are looking so nice today. So who, through whom he expressed his happiness?
Devotees.
He didn't come out of deities and told me, why you are depending on others? I am telling myself I love you and I like your service. No, he will always choose to tell you what he feels like through his devotees only. That is his choice, to choose his devotees to tell you that he likes you and he is pleased with you and what you are doing. He doesn't need to come to tell you personally. We are not so great and qualified. But he has got umpteen number of people around you who can tell you whether they are happy with you or not. And it is better to make them happy. Because when you make them happy, Krishna will become happy. It's again, we are only interested in the vertical relationships. We want to directly connect with him, to him and respond, get response from him only. We don't want anybody in between. If possible, we'll put Guru also aside and go directly to him. But what Krishna has done? You want to meet me? You have to first go to Guru. Then Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasadam. He didn't say, after some time, throw the Guru away and come to me. Climb on his head and come in my lap. He never said that. Even in the spiritual world, when you go back to Krishna Loka, your Guru's positions remain the same, what it was over here. Even though you go and both of you change your bodies already, Guru has changed his body, spiritual, you have become spiritual body, and everything is different there. But still, your connection with Krishna in Golok Vrindavan also remains through your Guru only, who is a devotee of the Lord. The relationship with Guru, the devotee of the Lord, is continuous even in the spiritual world. It doesn't end when you die and Guru dies and both of you go back, finished. You have reached Golok Vrindavan, the role is over. Guruji says, my role is over, your role is over, get Hare Krishna. No. Even in the spiritual world, Prabhupada will remain, Guru Maharaj will remain. And they will there be also connect. They will there be also your connection with Krishna. Everything will be, spiritual memory will not go. What memory will be lost is this memory of this body. All spiritual memory will be there.
Through Guru means exactly what?
Through that soul who is your Guru.
No. I mean connected to Krishna, through Guru means exactly what? How?
Now how you are connected with Krishna? That Guru gives you instruction and you follow the instruction and that's how you connect Krishna. There also he will only connect with Krishna through his instruction there also. That is why we say the relationship with Guru and disciple is eternal. It's not eternal only in the material world as long as you live here many lifetimes. That's not a concept of eternity. Eternity means whether you live here many lifetimes, then you get delivered and go back to spiritual world and live for eternity over there, the relationship continues. Have you understood? Is it difficult to understand?
One more question.
No, they have 1 minute.
Probably sometimes we have personal relationship with the devotees and we have some informal relationships also. Then we try to use our...
Give microphone. To, what is the problem?
Give.
Mama.
Prabhuji, sometimes we have close and very informal relationship with our friends, different devotees. And in that case, we are not very careful in choosing our words. Like we speak some casual words and not befitting to a devotee, like just a friend. Then how to like simultaneously balance informal behavior and also not to, sometimes it is not befitting to the devotees, like sometimes in the families also, pata hai aap kitna karte hai, and they speak like that. They are also devotees, but...
Just be genuine and natural in whatever you are. Don't try to create a facade or a show, you know. Don't try to be artificial by trying to create some show and formality. Just be heartful, just be natural and genuine. And you can talk casual things or something informal only with those who are close to you. Somebody who is not close to you cannot talk very casual things and, you know, it's going to be insulting for that person if you talk something casual to somebody who is not close to you. And you always know whom you can talk casual, whom you can not talk casual. That intelligence everybody has. So just be what you are. Just be always, be simple hearted, be natural, be genuine, and just be what you are rather than trying to be what you are not actually. Then that will never build up relationships if you don't learn to remain what you are. Yes.
Share one example of what Prabhuji asked the question about how that reciprocation of the Lord. Once Prahlad Priyabrahma was giving lecture in Gopinath temple and he was, and the total lecture on was this theme only, how means Lord reciprocates. So he says that in general we expect that reciprocation. We have gone through the Bhagavatam examples. And then he told his own real life example that once Vrajasundari Mataji, she was on one Janmashtami, she wanted to gift some jewelry to Radharani. And then she went to market and then she had a little money and then she was buying some whatever money she had, so she ended up in buying that plastic jewelry. So Prabhu said that, why are you buying this? Radharani, whether Radharani will wear this, how can Radharani will, on Janmashtami you are giving such a, this gift to Radharani. And then she thought again, but still she wanted, so he took that and both of them and gifted it to Radharani. The day before, something like that. And in Gopinath temple. And then he said that to his surprise, next day when they were in the temple, on Janmashtami day, Radharani was wearing the same nali, that same ornaments. So then he said that such a reciprocation that comes through a Lord, and but that reciprocation is always through the devotees. Yes. He said that chain is always through devotees. So
some devotee has worn it, Radharani.
Yes. So then we also has to become that instrument of that reciprocation of somebody. So be merciful to devotees and be that instrument to reciprocate. Like in Lord's hand.
One last point which I should not forget to talk about when we are talking about Vaishnava relationships. If you are really serious about Vaishnava relationships, you have to learn to forget and forgive the fellow devotees. Because it's very easy to, more than making, is very easy to break. Whatever is achieved through years, it can be broken in the moment. Is it not true?
Yeah.
You must have achieved loving relationship, bondage for a long time, and one flip of something happens, it can be broken into pieces. For all life to come, to be broken forever.
Yes.
So Radhana Swami Maharaj always writes his nice slogans. He says, the secret of long-lasting relationship is forgetting and forgiving. If you cannot do that, then be sure that you also will be not forgiven by people. When we are unable to forgive and forget, then we don't deserve also forgiving by others. We need lot of forgiveness from people. That much humility one should have to understand, I also need to be forgiven for so many things that are there, that I did. But unless I learn to forgive and forget first, I will not get the forgiving from people. From Krishna also. So when you see long lasting relationships, Hare Krishna, when you see long lasting relationships, you have to understand already that they must have gone through lot of tolerance for each other, they have tolerated a lot, that's why the relationship is still existing after 30 years, 25 years, 20 years. It's always like that. Even husband and wife who are 40-year married, suppose, 50-year married, don't think that they have not fought, or they have not disagreed on something, they never, fought with each other. So don't think like that. They have gone through all that, but they still decided to remain together, tolerating one another. That's why they are together. There are 51 reasons to leave one another. But still there are reasons to live together also. And that is the good qualities of people, that they see and they live together. Western world means what? You may have 50 good qualities, I don't mind. If you have one bad quality, I leave you. I don't want to live with you anymore. Divorce immediately. That is Western culture. But Indian culture is not like that. Indian culture, although there are 50 bad qualities, still husband and wife stay together, continue together. For the higher duty, to please somebody else, to please Krishna maybe, please some peers, please somebody else, or as a duty, as a duty of a higher principle to the sanctity of the relationship, maybe marriage, maybe friendship, the sanctity of the relationship is so important for them, so they don't mind tolerating one another and continuing. And then we celebrate 50th marriage anniversary. What are we celebrating? That we are celebrating the success of tolerating one another for say 50 years. And when you tolerate, when you love, then you tolerate. If I love somebody, then I tolerate your faults. If I don't love you, I just cannot stand your faults. I just cannot stand you and stand your faults. But if I love you, then I can stand all your faults also. So when we celebrate 50th anniversary, it's not just that, oh, they tolerated one another. No, actually they loved one another. That's why they could tolerate each other. That's why the reason to be together was higher than reason to separate. Is that true? The reason to be together is much higher than reasons to separate. And that's what makes life successful. And when you forgive others, you will be forgiven. When you tolerate others, you will be tolerated by people. But there are enough reasons to reject you and me by the world. But still we have not been rejected. So we have to also accommodate and exist people with us. With all their faults. You see, an American president said, love America with all the faults. I love India with all the faults of India. I love my wife with all the faults that she has. I love my husband with all the faults that he has. With all the faults, I love you. That is real love. So we should learn to go over all those things. Then relationships are exemplary. We should not get separated for some things happen that in between. Who makes it happen? The material world is making this happen amongst you. Material world will make you always come across a situation to separate. But the spiritual knowledge that we have received will be a reason for you to be together. Because that knowledge is going to lead to spiritual world, which you are aiming at. And spiritual world means relationships. One time Radhanath Maharaj said that, what is spiritual world? What is Goloka Vrindavan? It's a family affair. Everybody is a relative of somebody there. It's a matter of relationships. So it's a festival of relationships. Spiritual world is a life of a festival of relationships. Everybody just enjoys being related to one another there in love and affection and service. And if you all are looking forward to live in that place, then we have to learn to love each other here also. If we cannot love each other here, then we will continue to live here only, come again and again, and live in a situation of not loving each other. That will make you come again and again here only. But when you learn to tolerate and still love others, that time you will be fit to go to spiritual world. So then you ask yourself whether you are really seriously interested in going to spiritual world or not. If you are really saying answer is yes, I want to go back to spiritual world, then you have to do something over here only. Qualify here only. If you don't qualify here, how will you Ranji qualify? Then you will go ahead. Test me. How will you? You have to qualify first here, then you graduate from here and go to the next level. But you can't fail in the level and then go to the next level. Na? You have to remain in that level only. Unless you graduate from that level, you can't go to the next level. Unless we graduate from material world, we can't go to spiritual world. The graduation from material world is love and affection for fellow devotees. So we end here. Hare Krishna.